With memory comes nostalgia, the acute longing for familiar surroundings or conditions of the past. Red Eye Collective member Karen McIntosh has long suffered nostalgia for the real and imagined memories of her own past, as well as for those of her friends and family. This week, she went out into her neighborhood to talk to people about what they are nostalgic for.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor.
So what are you nostalgic for?
The first thing I thought of was family, which I guess would be like being a little kid. And for me, that was like living in the bush or in the country and playing with my brothers, hanging out in the forest, my dog, and my mom making me food every night. That was good. And, just playing and not really thinking about much.
Run in the 1970s.
First thing that popped into my head was Smurfs and the little mushrooms and the curiosity about what it is that's small. As a little kid, I spent a lot of time playing in the dirt and, well, I'm kind of a landscaper now and things have sort of carried on, but that curiosity and the wanting of that which is tiny but connected to things that go on that are important down on that dirty low ground level, I don't know, I'd like to see more of that.
The sky, there was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high.
I guess I'm nostalgic for a certain type of freedom that I had when I was in my early 20s. I did a lot of traveling, and there was just a lot of time when I wasn't in the wage race, and I wasn't stressed out by, you know, having to own things or family and all that kind of stuff, and yeah, that sort of freewheeling type of lifestyle.
I was hoping it was alive.
I went to a friend's for Easter dinner and walked in, and it was the smell of turkey. And it just reminded me of my family, coming from a huge family, that Easter was always sort of a big deal, and it wasn't the food, it wasn't the people, it was just the sort of gathering and childhood stuff.
Any particular time or particular Easter?
Probably the time when I was, 6, 7, 8, kind of around then, when I had a lot of cousins around the same age, and we'd all get together and raise hell, and it was, you know, just typical family stuff where everybody's running around like lunatics and laughing, and it's fun and it's stupid and the food's good and there's tons of food, and just that whole sense of belonging to something that's bigger than you.
Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships lying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading.
So what are you nostalgic for?
I think the thing that comes to mind when I come in this part of town is I expect to see all my old friends pop out of the doorway, and we're going out and we're probably going to be out all night. It's a lot of fun.
Is it a specific time or a specific year?
Well, it's probably raining and it's dark outside.
I'm really nostalgic about smells from my past, like the smells of dirt and plants and things like that bring up memories from my childhood and my cottage and gardening with my grandparents and things like that.
And do you get those smells now?
Well, with spring coming out, it's sort of just everything's revisited, like things that I'd forgotten are sort of coming back, sort of the whole renewal thing.
So what are you nostalgic for?
Oh, probably just like my old neighborhood where it was near to quite a few places that I know really well, and there were my old friends nearby, so.
How long ago was it?
Oh, maybe about 2 years ago, but in the summer, though, because we used to go and play outside because we all had nice big backyards, so.
I'm nostalgic for weather, loneliness, even I can add something else, you know, religion, thinking about God, thinking about past, thinking about my life and different things which influence my life, especially when I stay lonely. Yeah, that makes me very nostalgic when I'm alone. When I stay with people, I feel more joyful and happy, and I don't feel nostalgia then.
That was Red Eye Collective member Karen McIntosh talking to people around Mount Pleasant about their nostalgia. The music we heard was Neil Young, After the Gold Rush, from the album After the Gold Rush. And Amy Mann, Nothing is Good Enough, from the Magnolia soundtrack.